Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, here's a jolly thought. The EU's Preparedness and Crisis Management Commissioner, yes, we have one, is now advising EU citizens to stockpile 72 hours' worth of essential supplies, you know, just in case. So what's essential? Frank Deegan is founder of the Irish Survival and Prepper Group. Good afternoon, Frank.
Hey, Sean, how are you? Nice to talk to you again.
How long of a period of time have you prepared for?
Well, generally, I'm a bit more than a 72-hour man myself. I have about 3 months at home here, and I have all the bells and whistles that I need to be self-sufficient and so on. But Hadja Libbab, that's her name in the EU Crisis Management Commission, she's come back again with the 72-hour pack that she thinks, emergency gear that she thinks everybody in Europe should have. So she's kind of highlighting it again, issuing an advisory. So basically what she's saying, yeah, basically what she's telling everybody to do is, just in case there's a crisis or an emergency, we should have at our hand in the house water for 2 liters of water per person in the house. So that's for 3 days. You're talking a load of water. Now, somebody said to me the other day, that's a lot of water if you have to carry it. But if you have it in a car or something like that, that's not too bad. Water, food, heating, communications, all of that kind of stuff she covers. This is just the basic stuff to get people aware of if there's an emergency, like we had the storm and storm there earlier last year. Ion. And houses were without electricity for about 11 days or so. They had no water, no electric. I know I was up there myself working for my company, and people didn't have heating. They had solid stoves, but they didn't have the electricity to drive the heating around the house, you know, so they couldn't light the stoves because they'd burn out the back boilers and so on. So there's a lot involved if you want to just have 3 days' worth of food, or if you want to have 3 months' worth of food, or 3 months' worth of in your house for everybody. And that's a lot of stuff.
I imagine so. Just say on the subject of water, Frank, like, does water go off? Can, you know, could people say, you know, have that 2 litres a day per person and put it in a shed or something? Would it keep?
Water keeps generally for about 6 months anyway. But what, like I have myself, I have them 5 litre water ones you buy in the shops. And every time you use them, I just refill it with the tap and I put it in the back of a press. But water is one of the things that is vital for us. And we have no shortage in this country. But we also have water straws and water filters. There's certain filters out there that are called Burka filters, and they pour a bucket of water in from a rain butt outside, and that will take any impurities out, and you have the best water in the house. It's better than what's coming out of your tap 90% of the time.
Now, and for things like, I don't know, if you want to hear the radio or if you need a flashlight, is it better to avoid things that are going to need batteries, because you might well run out of batteries?
Well, no, you can get the flashlights these days that are all C chargers, like, you know, they're all running on and rechargeable batteries, 99% of them, because you don't need to buy any older type flashlights anymore that always need batteries. The ones that are rechargeable are brilliant, absolutely fantastic, and they last for ages. They're all LEDs. But you can also get power packs that'll charge them batteries as well. And to accompany them batteries, you should have little candle lights or tea lights in your pack, a couple of them. That also, the tea lights and the candle lights generate heat. So if you're if you're in a room and it's cold, you get that candle going or a couple of candles together, you will notice the difference straight away. The flashlights and the matches and the lighter, that's something you should have in a bag as well on top. So you have the water and the flashlights. Next part I'd say is, you're going to say to me about your electricity. So if you have no electricity in the house for 3 days or 4 days, the phone chargers will run off of the power banks. So the power banks are extremely good this weather. You can buy a cheap enough power bank, 40, 50 quid, and they'll give you 300 or 3,000 milliamps, depends on the size, and they will do nearly everything in the house, bar run your fridge or television or something. That you need bigger equipment again, which is where you come into my range. Like, I have solar on the roof. Actually, the solar failed the other day. It's just a quick one for anybody that has solar out there. It failed because at this time of the year, the sun is on a different part of the sky. So my solar panels weren't getting the full belt from the sun. And when I went to use it during a power strike, or when the power was out, it was at 18% on the batteries. So luckily, I have a 600-watt power bank, was able to run half the house here for the stuff that I needed. But that's just me. That's nothing to do with a 72-hour pack.
Mm.
So everything else then would come after the electricity goes off. You know, the power banks would run your laptops and your computers and stuff. After that, you'd be worried about heating. This time of the year, you're going to be struggling with heating. So people should have spare blankets that are easily accessible in the middle of the night. Sleeping bags are fantastic. That's what they're designed to do. Get into your sleeping bag in your bed, or get into the sleeping bag if you have these things kept in a room or something. If you have to leave your house in a hurry, that's basically what these people are saying. In a 72-hour crisis, if you have to leave, you have to grab. We call these grab bags. So we have everything in these bags ready to go. So you wouldn't be carrying 10 liters of water in that. That's too heavy. But you can subsidize it with filters. So as you're leaving your house, you're going to be grabbing the main things in your house. If your house is on fire right now, what are you going to grab? You have to think about this. See, you've only got 2 seconds to do it. What do you grab? The bags are designed to be kept in a closet somewhere that you can grab quickly. Now, in my bag, I have a USB with all of my driving license, passports, insurance certificates, mortgage certificates, anything that's important. Have a copy on the USB, even if you want to print them out. That works great as well. You know, also you can have in there is you need some food. If you're looking to stay out for 72 hours, you want a couple of high energy protein bars, snacks, ready meals. You know, MREs are meals ready to eat from the army. And you can have these are camping and hiking foods as well, which are very available in most sports shops this weather, you know. But a method of heating them as well, you can get them built-in heaters or not built-in heaters. You can get food that actually heats itself.
Hmm.
So, I mean, that's going down a different kind of rabbit hole.
That's a lot there, isn't there? Is stashing tins of food a good idea, or can they go rusty?
That cannot go wrong. Like, tins of food will last you a couple of years, regardless, out on the back press on the shelf. I have stuff outside now. It's well past the sell-by date. And I'm sure in an emergency, if we're stuck, you'd eat it. You feed it to the dog, or you'd eat it, you know? Also, on some of the tins of food, like, I have evaporated stuff. I have freeze-dried food out there as well, which has a 25-year shelf life with air oxygen absorbers inside of it. And on top of them, then you have, you know, your staple stuff. Then you want your tea bags and you want your coffee and your luxuries in life. You don't want to go completely beans and rice, like, you know. That's not us. That's TV.
Well, people still won't be able to get a sliced pan. It'll still be hardship for them. Frank, thanks a million for your advice today. That was Frank Deegan there, founder of the Irish Survival and Prepper Group.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.